We wanted to appeal to a wide range of personal taste. But before that came the physical mechanics of how we go about developing a quality and a style of sound that returns to the essential needs of the human experience. We collaborated with the world's foremost experts to create a cadence and a meaning that recalls the very fundamentals of this ideal. And what we found is that when you really think about the purpose of the sounds we make, you reach a point where it becomes almost inevitable that an Englishman must say aluminium. It begins at the molecular level as physical force applied to precision molded plastic is translated into light on chamfered glass, which we perceive as language. Finally, we use highly skilled artisans that have been compressed to a fraction of their original size to turn these words and scenarios, if you will, into uniquely crafted sound waves that your ears can barely discern. The result is what we call the Incomparable Radio Theatre Live Edition, and we couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved. Look it up. Aluminium.
Hang on, I haven't turned on Skype yet. Wait, we're doing this in person? Who thought that was a good idea? From approximately coast to coast, depending on connecting flights, this is the Incomparable Radio Theater.
Friends, do you need to send messages, search for restaurants, or look up useful information at the drop of a hat? Have you tried Ahoy Hoy?
Whoops. Aha, there we go. Wrong button.
Ahoy hoy, how may I help you?
Ahoy hoy, how tall is Mount Everest?
Mount Everest is 29,028 feet. It is the tallest...
Thanks, ahoy hoy!
When you call your friends, does the phone ring and ring? What if they're not home? Let Ahoy Hoy keep calling for you.
Hello?
Ahoy Hoy here. Bobby wanted to know if you would like to go to the ice cream social this Saturday evening.
What?
Who? Check yes or no.
What are you talking about?
Check. No. Goodbye.
What?
Soon, Ahoy Hoy will even be able to connect to the machinery in your home.
Ahoy Hoy, open the pod bay doors, please.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
What?
I am merely a telephone-based information service. For now.
Nothing ominous about that. Ahoy Hoy, heralding the dawn of a new tomorrow. Call now. Ahoy Hoy's waiting for... I mean, standing by. It's time once again to journey from the inner mind to the farthest reaches of outer space with Timmy Preston, Galaxy Scout. Brought to you by Jumping Jupiter Hot Chocolate, the cocoa sensation that's out of this world. When last we left the scouts of Troop 3.14159, they had arrived on one of the rim worlds in the Perseus Arm for the Otherworld's Fair and Exposition.
Jumping Jupiter, Scoutmaster Green. Don't we get enough exposition already?
I'd say not nearly enough at the moment, but it's not that kind of exposition, Timmy.
I can't wait for the competition.
Well, judging from the lines here, we won't have a choice.
Did you bring anything for the design competition, Scoutmaster Green?
Oh, no, Penelope. It's only open to you Galaxy Scouts. But back when I was your age, well, in another life, I was an inventor.
Gosh, Scoutmaster, you're reincarnated?
It's just an expression, Timmy.
What did you design, sir?
Oh, it was nothing. Didn't even place in the finals. What about you kids? What have you brought?
I got this thing with the rocket.
Easy there, one at a time. Jason, why don't you go first?
Sure, Scoutmaster. My invention is a wearable device to allow you to listen to recordings from any era on demand.
Aw, they've had those for eons.
Yeah, but this one tracks your heartbeat and shares it with your friends.
Oh, come on.
And It's a microscopic transceiver implanted in your earlobe.
Wow. How about you, Timmy? What's your project?
Mine's a double-barreled rocket that you can strap on like a backpack. I call it the Rocket Pack XT.
It's just a jetpack.
Called the XT. Whoosh, zoom!
What about you, Penelope?
Well, I designed a hyper-quadrophase shunt drive for bridging the dimensions between here and Calabi-Yau space to basically fold across great distances faster than light drives.
Really?
Yeah, but where's the styling? Where's the retro flair?
It's not really that kind of design competition, Timmy.
Does it even have tail fins?
No.
Get a load of these tail fins. Zoom, whoosh, pow!
Now, who would be calling at a time like... Oh, never mind.
Who is it, sir?
A wrong number. A very wrong number.
Hello. How are you enjoying your visit to Other World's Fair Exposition Park this morning?
What's this, Scoutmaster?
I am a theme park service unit. May I be of assistance on your visit?
Well, we're good. Thank you. Move along, kids. The line's moving again.
Hey, look! It's the Terran Pantheon! Can we do that next?
Oh, Timmy, that's just stuff from our homeworld. You already know about those things.
Yeah, let's do the Regellian Pantheon, or the Andromedon.
Hey, look, it's Abraham Lincoln! Cool!
As I once said long ago, the best way to predict the future is to create it.
Jeez, Timmy, it's just a robot with a list of quotations.
What the...
Scoutmaster Green, it is you.
Dr. Chuck? What are you doing here? Hey, let go of...
Jump in Jupiter! Where'd Scoutmaster Green go?
And who's this Dr. Chuck person?
The Scoutmaster's phone! Answer it!
Why, Scoutmaster Green, my old friend. Wait, who the hell are you people?
Who are we? Who are you, mister? And what did you do with Scoutmaster Green?
What did I do? What are you talking about? I didn't. I was going to taunt him. Is this SETI Alpha 5309? Never mind. End transmission. Let them eat static.
Well, that was just weird.
Come on, Galaxy Scouts. How are we going to find Scoutmaster Green?
Well, I might be able to calibrate my shunt drive to check for traces of tachyon particles and track him.
Good day. You appear to have been separated from your troop leader. How about some complimentary Jumping Jupiter hot chocolate while we wait for your troop leader to return?
But we have no time to lose.
Jumping Jupiter, you bet!
That's right, kids. Nothing like a spot of Jumping Jupiter hot chocolate to focus the mind when you're in a jam. The rich chocolate drink fortified with vitamins and chili pepper, just like the Aztecs used to drink. Watch your IQ shoot through the stratosphere with this Choco Vitamin drink that's out of this world! Jumping Jupiter!
Wow, that was
great. Hey, I just had a great idea! What if we use Penelope's thing to track Scoutmaster Green through the whatever to find him?
That was what I was just saying!
That's a great idea! Think it'll work, Penelope?
Seriously?
Seriously?
Seriously!
Meanwhile...
Long time no see, Scoutmaster Green.
The feeling's mutual, Dr. Chuck. Why have you brought me here? Wherever here is.
This is the dream we were working towards. The dream we were building when you were but a young Galaxy Scout yourself.
You mean...
Yes.
Far future land. My stars.
And your teleportation lapel pins. I still can't believe you didn't get at least honorable mention for these.
Well, two of the judges vanished. If they had ever come back, maybe.
Because... This is just too much fun.
Cut that out.
As you can see, we've fine-tuned the navigation a bit.
Just a bit, but you know, I was 12 at the time.
Point taken. And that's why you're here now.
This looks kind of familiar.
We need your mind, your creativity, to help save far future land.
Is this the other side of the park?
No, this is the world of tomorrow. Well,
I'm pretty sure this is the other side.
Never mind, just come with me. I'd like to show you the heart of far future land.
I hope there isn't a line for that ride.
Children, I would strongly advise waiting with me, Park Droid number 425. until your adult guardian returns.
Fortunately, Scoutmaster Green's phone has just enough residual tachyon particles that if I just adjust this dial, that we can track him through the other dimensions.
I'm going to put on my rocket pack.
Man, now I want a rocket pack.
See? Oh, zoom, zowie!
I think I've got a lock. Hold on, guys.
Danger. Danger. I would advise against this course of action.
Here we go!
Warning. Warning. Unauthorized teleportation within fairgrounds. Tracking tachyon particles. Tracking. Converge on Sector 31. Set weapons to kill.
But Green, far future land needs visions such as yours.
Yes, well, I have other futures to think of now.
What's more important than the future?
This is just one future, and not even our own. Look at all the retro styling.
Jupiter!
Scoutmaster Green!
Timmy! Jason! Penelope!
I don't feel so good.
What in the blue blazes?
Your ears should pop in a second. Try swallowing.
Look at all that retro styling! Jumping Jupiter!
Welcome, Galaxy Scouts, to the world of tomorrow. Welcome to Far Future Land.
Isn't this just the other side of the park?
There's a great, big, beautiful far future coming at the end of every era. There's a great, big, beautiful far future, and every day it's getting any nearer.
Oh, there's a song!
Computer and music. Oh, no, the robots!
Are you kidding? That's awesome!
Warning, warning. Stop, or we will be forced to shoot to kill.
Everybody, Serpentine!
Some future you got here.
There's a better one ahead. If we could only start building it today.
Hey, look, it's Abraham Lincoln again.
Timmy, no!
Is that an axe?
Yes, Timmy, that would appear to be an axe.
There is no escape from the great rail splitter.
Help, he's catching up.
Use your jetpack.
My what?
Your jetpack!
Your jetpack!
I hold this axe to be self-evident.
Jumpin' Jupiter!
Is this the end of Timmy Preston? Cut down in the prime of life by an Abraham Lincoln robot with a seemingly endless supply of axes? And what of Scoutmaster Green? Does he have grounds for a copyright infringement suit against Dr. Chuck's teleportation pins? Tune in again in the not-too-far future when we hear Jason say...
Hey, my ears just popped.
That's all part of the next exciting adventure of Timmy Preston, Galaxy Scout, brought to you by Jumpin' Jupiter Hot Chocolate, the choco vitamin drink that's out of this world, and all the others!
You're listening to the Finley Quality Network. Don't look at me, I didn't program it.
Coming soon to the Finley Quality Network. He's a private investigator who's more than just a pretty typeface. Every man wants to be him. Every woman wants to type him. Joe Manicule, working both sides of the street in downtown L.A. The city of angels, devils, and everyone in between.
Oh, Manicule, you have to help me.
Happy to lend a hand, miss.
Manicule.
Get to the point, Manicule.
Where were you on the night of August 13th?
I wasn't with Eleanor, if that's what you're insinuating. She wasn't my type.
Manicule.
Eleanor lived alone, Joe. She was one of them.
The lonely people?
Yes, they targeted loners. He was quiet man types, and they got to her.
Damn it!
Manicule!
Tell me, where do they all come from?
You tell me, detective, but I can tell you where they belong.
Manicule!
So... you're a two-bit rent... Oh.
Just...
So you're a two-bit rent-a-cop, huh?
I'm sorry, Detective. I didn't get your name, but I got your line.
Detective Blueberry.
Like the fruit?
No, I'm allergic.
Manicure!
You had the motive, the means, the opportunity. Running isn't going to help you now.
You can't finger me for this, Manicure!
You're going to be pounding rocks at the state pen before long, Octothorpe.
Not unless I pound you first!
Manicule? Coming soon to most, but not all, of your Finley Quality Network affiliates.
Looking for the right beer for every occasion? Why not try the superior beer, Lohengrin? That's right, Lohengrin beer. Das ist gut, ja?
Ja, sehr gut.
And now, you're like our Tannhäuser Kolsch. Try our newest beer, a Rogan beer brewed with a blend of the finest German wheats and Norwegian rye. If this beer is Rogan, it must be Lohengrin. Try the Rye of the Valkyries by Lohengrin today.
Nacken beer, ja?
Let it be right. Let it be tonight. Let it be Lohengrin.
The year, 1842. The place, London, England. Charles Babbage is meeting with some people interested in the successor to his difference engine, the so-called analytical engine. And there you are. The following is reconstructed from original documents and journals, reported as live events by the Findlay Quality News Division. And now, there you are.
And now, to punch some more holes in cards, let's see, this would be card 42. Who could that be at this hour?
Professor Babbage.
Yes, may I help the two of you?
Oh, I'd like to think we can help you, sir. My name is McMahon, and this is my associate, Tate, and we have heard tell of your analytical engine.
Indeed. Come, enter. Let us talk.
Professor, if I may be so bold, where do you see the analytical engine a year from now? 10 years from now? 30?
I don't know. I hadn't quite thought that far ahead.
It is a device for thinking, yes?
Well, processing questions and working through to answers, perhaps.
What if it could do more?
More? What do you mean?
Let me cut to the quick, sir. We work in the field of marketing. Advertising wares, if you will. And we see a bright future for this analytical engine of yours.
Imagine an analytical engine in every place of business in this country. The world, even.
Or every home. Or, and I will say, this is what we are prone to calling blue sky thinking here. What if these analytical engines were small enough to fit into one's traveling case?
Oh, dear.
Just think, inside a box, even.
Or, dare I say, one's pocket?
I must destroy my blueprints at once.
Oh, no. Just think of the possibilities. Difficult calculations made simple on the spot. Perhaps, maybe, even questions beyond the realm of mathematics. What if there were, say, amusements based on physical principles?
What kind of amusements?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe something to do with catapults and slingshots, predicting the motion of flying objects relative to gravity and wind resistance and...
More of your blue sky thinking, yes?
Oh, that's very good, sir.
Where did I put those matches?
No, sir. You could change the world with this simple little device.
And then, what if others could devise things for your device to think about, yes? Oh, you could open a... Oh, I don't know.
An analytical engine marketing.
Yes, you'd need a review process, of course. You wouldn't want the device to think improperly, would you?
No. How would it think improperly? No, I don't want to know. I will burn these plans
at once. Please, Professor, there is a world demanding your analytical engine, I promise you.
Balderdash and Hugger Mugger. Yes, who is it?
I'm Jacobus Snell with Analytical Engine World.
What?
I'd like to ask you about plans for the next series of punch cards. Is it true that they're codenamed Liverpool?
Charles Babbage, inventor of the analytical engine. And there you are. Tune in again next time when we hear Ada Lovelace say...
Why is this review process taking so long? Is it because I'm a woman?
This show is history. And there you are. And now the news, brought to you by Chock Full of Coffee, the only coffee with that extra special and secret ingredient, more coffee.
Monday morning, 1:30 when, got to get to work again. Try our brew, and you will find that you won't mind that daily grind.
Chock full of coffee,
it's a caffeinated treat.
Caffeinated!
Chock full of coffee, it's the Monday morning treat that can't be beat. When you get up and go's got nothing gone, go and throw that kettle on.
Chock full of coffee,
it's the caffeinated treat.
Caffeinated!
Chock full of coffee, when you're gonna do a show.
Caffeinated!
Chock full of coffee, the hyper cup of Joe that's got more Joe. When you gotta thrive, just go revive, cause you're jonesing for that job of jive.
chock full of coffee.
Won't you dig that crazy Kona beat? And go.
Throw that kettle on.
Yes, go.
Throw that kettle on.
And go.
Throw that kettle on.
Go, go.
Throw that kettle on.
And go.
Throw that kettle on.
And go, 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 go.
And now the news.
Chock full of coffee. It's the caffeinated treat.
Caffeinated.
Chock full of coffee. Black or white or maybe sweet. Just one pour and you want more. It's the rocket fuel that you'll adore. Watch it go. It's a dynamo. It's a Elton Joe. It's apropos. It's syncopated. It's sophisticated. Just drink it till you're addlepated. Chock full of coffee. It's the percolated, caffeinated treat. Any day of the week, yeah. Chock full of coffee. The only coffee guaranteed to give you jazz hands.
Well, that's all the time we have for the news. You're listening to the Finley Quality Network.
No, you've been listening to the Incomparable Radio Theater Live Edition. You know this comes with a $10,000 wristband, right? Directed by Serenity Caldwell, written by David Lohr, featuring Alan Pike, Karen Pike, Jonathan Mann, Dan Morin, Michael B. Johnson, Jesse Char, and me, Jason Snell. Special recorded appearances by Anthony Johnston, who also provided script assistance, and Moises Chuyon. Watch for the Incomparable Radio Theater, coming soon to a podcast app near you. Thank you, and good afternoon.
Thank you.